Occupational health and safety on a construction site. Health and safety at work are fundamental to protecting life and well-being, especially on construction sites where the risk of accidents is pretty high. Now that we've wrapped up our two-day training, let's go over the key takeaways. Do you think training like this actually helps improve safety on site? Yeah, for sure. Every worker has to go through health and safety training before they even step onto a site. It helps them get familiar with the risks, learn how to work safely, and know what to do in an emergency. And it's not just a one-off. You've got to refresh that knowledge regularly. Why is it so important to wear the right gear and personal protective equipment? Because it can really make the difference between a close call and a serious injury. Helmets, gloves, safety boots, high-vis vests, that stuff is a must. It reduces the risk of injury from falls, impacts, or contact with dangerous substances. Everyone on site has to stick to PPE rules, no exceptions. What do you think is the biggest risk on a site? Working at height, for sure. Any task done more than a meter off the ground can be dangerous. That's why you need proper scaffolding, secure ladders, and decent fall protection systems in place. And what about using machinery? All construction equipment, cranes, concrete mixers, saws, must be regularly checked to make sure it's working properly. It also needs clear labels and locks so it doesn't get turned on by accident. And of course, only trained and certified people should be using that kind of equipment. Anything else to watch out for? Yeah, lighting is crucial, especially if you're working after dark. Confined spaces like trenches or service rooms need good ventilation. An extra care is essential when dealing with hazardous substances. What should you do if there is an accident? Everyone should know the basics. How to give first aid, call for help, and evacuate if needed. That's why drills and practice runs are so important. They help you react fast when it really counts. Remember, staying safe on site doesn't stop after the initial training. Regular safety checks, following procedures to the letter, and continually reassessing risks. Those are all part of the job when it comes to creating a safe work environment. It's a shared responsibility across the entire construction team.